What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah. This is episode two of season three, which is wild to say, but it is our third season. I can't believe that we've made it this far. And before we start, just want to say a little thank you to everybody who has followed us on TikTok. We don't really know what's happening with TikTok right now, but there are 27,000 people who have decided that they wanted to press the like button on us because they thought we were either funny or annoying or they're watching out of spite. I don't know, but for whatever reason, if you follow us on TikTok, thank you. We don't know what our journey is going to look like there, but we're going to try to, make it work.
I know you posted on our story, like just mentioning how we didn't really consider what would happen to us. And like, to be fair, I'm based in Canada and you're based in the States. So like, neither of us really, like when you were like, I don't, it's not loading for me. Like I can't scroll. And I was like, that's weird. Like I can, but then I was like, oh wait, we're in two different cities. Like that makes sense.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how it was going to affect me because my phone is a Canadian phone, so I can't
Yeah.
get American apps. Like, I can't get the Target app, I can't get Venmo or Zelle or any of those American apps. But
And also, our
yeah.
account is under a Canadian number.
Right,
So I don't
right.
know, but yeah, you still had issues with it.
Yeah, so I don't really know. And even today, so we're recording on Sunday. TikTok for me went black last night at about, we're in Central Time still. At about 10 p.m. And then this morning it was announced that it came back, but I have gotten access and then not gotten access and then gotten it again, and now I don't have it anymore. So I don't really know what's going on. So yeah, I don't
You
know.
know what? I guess it's just not like that big of a deal, but I was just thinking like Aston Martin, like one of their biggest like partners is TikTok. Like that's literally like
Yeah.
one of their, like, is that going to continue? I don't know. Like, I mean, I know
Well,
TikTok is still, you can still access it in like Europe and Australia and Canada, but with how much of a following they have in the States, I don't know.
yeah, I mean, I guess the following doesn't necessarily matter because, like, every F1 team has a big following on TikTok. And now I'm wondering if it doesn't matter at all because Aston Martin is based out of the UK.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So I don't think it matters. But I mean, you're right. Like, there is. How many millions of users that are American that then all of a sudden just can't consume content?
I mean, but then that might change in the next day and like it'll be like fully back. Who knows?
It's changing by the hour.
It literally is.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a few things in our notes. I say our notes, in my notes that I want to chat about. The first one, I want to quiz you. I want to see if you know this because it came up on like my Instagram feed like weeks ago, but it's a post that says 8 of the 20 drivers on the 2025 grid have been Red Bull Junior drivers at some point. Can you name all 8 of them?
Okay. So this is for this coming season, this 2025 season. Okay. Well, so let's go quick and easy. Max and Carlos, Yuki, Liam. Oh, he was
Not
Honda.
Yuki, not Yuki. Yeah. Okay. I was like, wait, Yuki's not on here.
No, you're right. You're right. He was Honda.
Max, Carlos.
Liam. What's that driver's name who's going to be? Isaac, what's his last name?
Hajar.
Hajar?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, just kidding. Yuki is on here. I lied.
He is on there? Okay, so I have five. Okay. I don't know who else is on the grid. Hold on, I gotta see a list of the drivers.
Okay.
I feel like I'm doing pretty good to this point.
Yeah. To be fair, this picture of Yuki's so old that I didn't recognize him. Like, I was like, that's not Yuki. I don't know who that is.
Oh, Pierre, Alex.
Yep. One more.
I know. Fuck. I don't know. Is the last one is it kind of a curveball?
Yeah, because I didn't even know it.
Okay. Is the last one is it Gabby? Who is it?
It's Jack.
Really? Oh, I've never
Yeah, I would never have guessed that either. But yeah, Jack Doohan was a Red Bull junior driver, which I had no idea. Anyway, I just thought that was fun and I wanted to quiz you on that.
Yeah. I feel like I had a pretty good idea of who's been in Red Bull.
That's 40% of the grid has had like Red Bull ties.
And that says a lot about their junior program. So good for them. Good for them.
Okay. Also, F1 related. Did you see that I posted on our story the rumors about Aston Martin wanting Max? Like,
Oh, yeah, that was wild.
I saw that and I was like, absolutely not.
My
So,
question to them is, how badly do they want it? Because is it bad enough to get rid of Lance?
they would never get rid of Lance.
That's the
Literally, he's
thing.
there forever. Like,
They don't want it that bad then.
no. It was rumors of a reported $1 billion move by Aston Martin for Max, but it's now being denied by Aston Martin. But I'm just like, where do these rumors come from? Like, who? We have this conversation all the time. Like, who, why? Also, if Max is gonna go anywhere, he would just quit F1. I don't think he would go to another team.
I don't think so either.
So.
Last year, I kind of thought so, but now this year, I don't at all. If last year didn't push him out of Red Bull, I don't think anything can. I
Let me see what else my notes.
have a question. I
Okay.
saw in the one of the stints today where I had TikTok for 3 minutes, I saw a video of Charles and Alexandra. Are they engaged?
No. Are
Can
they?
you?
Wait,
Well,
why do you think this?
because there was a photo that she posted of their fingers like intertwined, and I mean, I could have got memed. I didn't even have time to do research. TikTok cut out on me before I could figure it out.
When was this posted? Hang on, I'm going through her
Well, I don't
tag.
know.
No way.
Yeah, okay, I must have got memed or something because it literally was like just their hands. Also, if you go on to can you go on TikTok and
Okay.
search Charles and Alexandra engaged, it's like trending right now. Or it was for 2 minutes.
Charles and Alexandra. Oh my God. Okay, guys, we're gonna get to the bottom of this. Are they engaged? I don't think so. None of these.
Just remember, my TikTok right now is just an absolute enigma. Like, we don't know where we're going.
No way. I can't see anything. I don't believe it.
Okay.
I
Then simply put, it's not happening right now. Okay.
don't believe it. No
Why
way. I don't think he would propose right now.
do you say that with such conviction?
I don't
They have a
know.
dog together. They're like
We do have a
in
dog,
love.
right? I don't know. I just can't imagine. I don't know. I just can't imagine it. Like him proposing.
Really?
Yeah, I can't.
I when he was with Charlotte, I thought no way. But this relationship, they could get engaged, and I wouldn't be surprised.
I feel like I could see Pierre and Kika getting engaged.
Yeah, them too.
I don't know. I don't know what it is about. Not that I don't think Charles and Alexandra aren't endgame. Like, I feel like they are. But like now's not the time
Fair.
for them to get engaged. I don't know these people. That's just what I think.
Okay.
What if we're wrong? And like, what if reports come out like next week? What if I'm wrong and reports come out next
I was
week?
going to say, well, let the record show that I would not be wrong.
Damn.
Okay, well,
I feel
we
like
don't.
no. I feel like Charles would put together like such a romantic proposal. You know?
Yeah, I think he's a
I
lover
want to
boy.
marry him. I want to marry Charles.
Oh, really?
Well, everyone does.
Do you know? Your guy's single right now, Emma.
Yeah, but like, I don't know how to. What am I supposed to do? I can't.
I also saw this weird TikTok. I don't, it was like one of these like fake rumor gossip accounts that was like Montreal social s circles say that Lance cheated
No.
with her friend. There's this, and I was like, okay, I don't have time for this right now. Like, this would, you can do the research because you probably care more than I do if you want. But I was like, this just,
No, I don't believe it.
someone
Lance would never.
could have made it up.
No,
Yeah, I
it's
don't.
made up. It's not real. He would never. I'm standing on that. Absolutely not. Lance is such a lover boy too. Like, did you see like all these like he? No, come on! Don't give me that look. He totally is.
Never seen the
No.
man smile.
Oh my God! There's so many pictures of him like with Mary Lou, and then his ex-girlfriend before her. Like, is this
Sarah.
just? They're so cute. Like, he's so. Like, come on!
Okay,
Like.
yeah. Well, I mean, I don't pay him. I was going to say much any attention to him, to be honest, or his socials. So I wouldn't have seen it even if it was if it was true. I hope for your sake that he's wholesome.
I think he's wholesome. Absolutely. He has to
Okay.
be.
Okay, so not engaged.
Back on track, sorry.
Back on track. Those two are not engaged. What
Where are you going with this?
else is going on in the F1 sphere?
In what else is going on in the F1 sphere? Oh, okay. Here's what's going on. Will Buxton is leaving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's huge news. That's
Huge
huge
news.
news.
Huge news. So Will Buxton has been confirmed to lead the commentator's box for IndyCar on Fox, alongside Townsend Bell and James Hinchcliffe. And I was reading up on it. He's been with F1 for over 20 years.
Wow.
And what did he say? He said, I never imagined in a million years that there'd be an opportunity to switch full time to IndyCar. But if I turned it down now, I don't know if it'd ever be offered again. And apparently Zac Brown was like very encouraging and like sent him a text saying, fucking do it. Like take the job. Which I kind of love. I love some Zac Brown.
Yeah, that was shocking. I didn't know that they would have been going for Will Buxton, but this is huge to grow the game. With the introduction of Prema being a full-time European team on the IndyCar grid this year, and now bringing over these, I mean, the IndyCar commentators as they were great. Like, we love James Townsend, meh, but bringing in a personality like Will is just. It's just going to bring over those European fans even more, and I'm really proud of Fox, I guess, for making that decision.
I know. Well, keeping James, because James's contract with NBC obviously ended, but and Fox took over. So, like, keeping James was so smart. Bringing Will over is so smart. But, like, that doesn't mean they're done with F1. Like, we saw James last year do IndyCar full time. And then when the season ended, he was over at F1 and, like, F1 TV every once in a while. Like, Will has made it clear, like, the F1 doors are still open. He's not 100% done. He could easily come back. Like the season ends at the end of August, I'm pretty sure. Like Nashville's like the last weekend of August. That's the season finale.
Yeah, so I was gonna say this year the IndyCar calendar is shortened. It's not as long. There isn't as many breaks, and the finale is sooner. So this past year it was mid-September. This year it'll be end of August. And as soon as the IndyCar season ended, we talked to James in Nashville. He was on a flight to, I believe, Singapore the next morning or like the day after. So he did go and immediately go do his F1 TV stuff. Now my question is. Do him and Will both get that opportunity now? Because contracts are different now, and I don't know if Fox will allow that. I don't know, but I think that it is in IndyCar's best interest to have them to allow them, or Fox's best interest to allow them to do both, because they are bringing over that European audience. The bigger that those personalities, being James and Will, get through F1.
James has made it very public that like he's not going anywhere in F1. Like he will say in comments like why not both? Like I'll do like I could do both. Like you know, so he's also very open to the idea of going back to F1 at the end of the season. But I'm excited for Will. Like I mean, we love Will Buxton. So we know Will Buxton. We don't know him, but like we know him on F1 and like he's the voice of Drive to Survive. Like this is so like this is just another reason for us to tune in and oh, let me find my notes. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. Not like you can go anywhere, but can
Hanging
you
on.
just for this season for IndyCar, they're gonna have like upgraded it new drones and new driver eye cameras to help boost quality, which I think is huge because like if you compare quality when you're watching IndyCar to F1, like F1 definitely is better. So I'm excited for that. And then also, you know that commercial that came out with Joseph Newgarden? Pato has one too, apparently. That was already filmed. And so that's going to come out. So I'm so excited to see his commercial.
Yeah, I did hear rumblings about that. And Pato is the Charles Leclerc, Lando Norris of IndyCar. And they do lean into that. Like anything that the social team, we know them, and anything that they post with Pato, they know is going to just do astronomical numbers. And IndyCar does use Pato to their benefit, obviously, as they should. And I think that they just need to keep doing that because he is larger than IndyCar itself. And that's this, they're doing everything right now. IndyCar and Fox are doing everything right. I don't like Townsend Bell, but he does. If you're talking about bringing in a new audience, but then also preserving your old one,
You can't
that's
get rid of
good.
them. Yeah, you
Yeah,
can't
I
just like
agree.
get rid of them.
I posted, admittedly, I laughed at myself when I posted it, but I posted on my personal story something to the effect of, like, I can't wait to see where Will Buxton falls on the Santino-Ferrucci argument. And that is my number one thing for this season.
Yeah, I don't know if I texted you or if I just responded, but I feel like he's gonna be so neutral and like try to avoid conversation. Like, because James and Townsend are very obviously on two different sides. So we'll see.
But here's the thing, like, I think Townsend is like so openly, like, almost obnoxious about his love for Santino that it may be un like
He would die for
unavoidable.
Santino Ferrucci and
He
AJ
would.
Voigt. Like, he
What?
would 100%, he would.
So, anyways, I'm really pumped to see where that goes. But yes, the Joseph commercial, let's go to that for a sec.
I loved it.
Took my breath away.
Like that Joseph all year he's given us nothing. Like he deleted everyone from social media. He's rarely in the media. Like he just doesn't want to do more than he has to. So like him showing some personality and like being the Joseph that people have fallen in love with like years past, it was everything. And it was such a good commercial. And then they aired
Tom
it.
Brady.
Tom Brady was in it. And Alex Pillow was also in it, which I thought was really funny.
Yeah, that was good.
But it and they aired it, I don't know like on during what game, but it got like millions and millions of views. Like, and that's not even talking social media. That's just streaming live like during the game, which is so smart because Fox knows that NASCAR right now is the most popular motorsport series in the States. And like they're wanting to change that. Like they want to bring IndyCar back to the top. And this commercial as like how you started. Do you think the Pato commercial is going to be aired during Super Bowl?
I hope so. That would be a great time.
That
That's
would
what
be
I
that
thought
makes
too.
the most
When
sense.
I originally found out that they were doing that, I was like, this will be, if anything, the best Super Bowl commercial that they could come up with. Pato? Like,
Pato?
yeah.
It'll be something along the lines of like, who is Pato? And they're gonna like play on that, and they're just gonna
Pato
like,
who?
yeah, like Pato who
Yeah.
like, and then but it's gonna be like that, like so like they're I could picture it being like. Like who is Pato? Like Pato who? Like you know? Like and Pato just literally being himself. But then I don't know. I can see it, and I hope what I see in my head is real. But anyway, I support what Fox is doing. They don't currently have like a streaming site. They haven't decided on like how they're gonna stream or how it's gonna be broadcasted via like online streaming services. But they still have a few, I guess like a month. They just have like a month or so to figure it out.
Yeah, it's coming up fast. My question for Fox, I think that they've killed 100 Days to Indy. So
No, because that
well, that was
was
an NBC production. That's where my confusion is.
I thought it was CW.
Was it on the CW? Is that an offshoot though? Are they under the same umbrella?
Ooh, you're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, well, I
Is
don't know either.
CW part of NBC? No, the CW is not part of NBC.
Really, hey? Okay, can you I've heard nothing. You know what? On this, in the same breath, I've heard nothing about a third season of 100 Days to Indy, and I've heard nothing about the next season of Drive to Survive.
100 Days to Indy is produced by Penske Entertainment. So it's up to Penske if they want to do another season. I think they chose
Well,
to air it. Like, obviously, they have to air it on NBC if they have their agreement with NBC. But I think it was on CW. Was it not on? I feel like it was
no,
on
you're right.
CW.
You're right. It was a CW. You're right.
Okay. Is it season 7 of Drive to Survive or season
It is
6?
season seven, and we've heard no, nothing. We've heard nothing.
Drive to Dervive. Let's see. I just can't spell. It's fine. Will there be a Drive to Survive season 7? It's expected to be released shortly before the start of the 2025 F1 season. Yeah, no shit.
Okay,
Like,
that's
like,
but like
okay. Obviously.
I feel like we had the same conversation last year too, Em, where we were like, we haven't heard anything about a release date, and then it
There was
happened.
like, but there was like fake posters and like we didn't know what was real, what was not. Remember that happening, but there was like everyone just like stayed silent about it. Be like no one knew anything. So I feel like we're not going to know anything probably until like the freaking F1 launch, honestly. Like that's when they'll announce season
When
7.
is that?
February 12th, February
In
11th.
February, mid-February,
F1
February.
75 live.
Okay.
Early
Because
February.
I did think of that. I was like, oh, I wonder if they'll announce it then, but there's so much going on then. Like, is that the time? I don't know. And is that being
Live stream?
streamed? Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
Okay.
it makes sense for it to, doesn't it?
No. Yes, because I mean they sold enough tickets
It
to
was
and when you're
sold
doing it
out.
all in one place, make it the spectacle. It does make sense for it to be live streamed, but I don't know. We have people we can ask about that though.
Do
So
we?
yes, we do.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, we do.
Okay, we'll try to figure it out for you guys. Hannah will
So
try to
we'll
figure
try
it
to
out for
figure
you
it
guys.
out.
But
Yeah, I'll try to figure it
I don't
out.
know who
I'll
she's talking about.
Emma.
Michaela?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she wouldn't know. I don't know anything. Did you see what Ferrari posted on their Instagram today? It was like a countdown clock. It's like
Did.
16:44 or whatever.
Yeah.
I am so sick of the teasers. And like they dropped this such a like this weird photo. I don't know. It's like I think I just scrolled past it because I was like, I don't know what this is. But oh, hang on, look at it. I'll put it up on the screen. This photo. Did you see this? Oh, hang on. Like that.
No.
I can't. So, what's his name? Terry, like Coffee Corner Motorsports, he posted something saying like there's 44 windows and 16 tires in this photo. And I'm
Are
like,
you serious?
apparently, like I didn't I tried counting, I lost count after like 12 windows because I couldn't zoom in, I couldn't do it. But I'm like, that's so like why? Like just like they know that they're teasing Lewis to Ferrari, like the 1644. But like, I just want to see Lewis Hamilton in the red suit. Like, I don't know if we're gonna. I like, are we gonna see it for the first time at the live? We're gonna see it before? No, see, like that's not fair. I want it now. Like, I want to
Hey,
see pictures of Lewis at Ferrari now. Thank you.
what are the politely put, what is Ferrari teasing? Do they forget that like we don't know that Lewis is going to their team? What are they teasing?
I
We
think
know
they're
that Lewis
lit
is
like
Ferrari.
are they just teasing Charles and Lewis beside each other? Like pictures of them together? Like are they just
There's
like
nothing to tease.
I don't know. I don't know what the countdown is for. Like what are they like?
No, I don't think it's the countdown. It was just, you know, the
No, I
numbers.
know, but like this is obviously like this countdown video is like, oh, like something's coming. It's like no shit, something's coming. Lewis Hamilton is gonna be racing for your team, but we know this. We've known this for a year. Like
That's why I'm confused. Like, what are we teasing here? Why are we going Taylor Swift on everybody? Like,
I don't know.
we
Like,
know that
what's
Lewis
the
is
Easter eggs? What are we,
teammate.
what's happening here?
I don't know, man. So that's why I did see that and I was like, okay, this
Like,
is
I'm excited for it, but yeah, because right now
create the hype. Okay.
they're only posting pictures of like Charles right now, recently. Like,
If I strongly believe that they won't show Lewis in a Ferrari uniform slash race suit till the launch event. Well,
yeah,
I could be
it's
wrong.
no, I mean this pro no, it's probably accurate. Like, oh, they put another dog bowl beside,
Yeah.
which was cute, but like, yeah, all these photos are just like, here's Charles again. I can't,
Yeah, I you know what? It's to create hype. I don't think it's necessarily a te now that we're talking about it, I don't think it's necessarily a teasing anything. I think it's just like to create hype. But the hype is here,
hype's
babe,
been here
because
all year.
all year.
I mean, all of last year. I know we're only 19 days into the
All of
year, but you know
last
what I
year.
mean? Like, we've had this hype for 12 months now. Like, let's go.
Yeah. So.
That's okay.
Anyways, I am really pumped, but I don't think that there has been photos of Carlos in a Williams jumpsuit yet, and that'll hurt me a little bit.
I think he's gonna look good in a Williams suit,
A
though.
little bit.
I'm excited for Carlos to join Williams. Not that I think it's like the best move. Like, it's obviously, we've talked about this. We would have loved him to go to Red Bull, but I think he's gonna look good in the blue. I'm gonna like Carlos at Williams. I didn't like him at Ferrari. I think I'm going to like him at Williams.
Here we go.
I'll put a little Carlos picture up or something back here.
Okay, so moving on. So I don't think Lando's trying to hide his relationship anymore.
Oh my God, absolutely not.
They're
And
not explicitly
so
posting photos with each other, but their photos are all like in the same spot all the time.
she's with him all day, every day,
Yeah.
wherever he is, like she is.
Yeah.
Maggie. Maggie. Do you know? I don't know.
Well, her full name is like Margarita
Hey,
or
I had a
Margarita.
margarita yesterday and I hated it. I don't think I'm a tequila person.
You've never had a margarita before?
Well, I haven't had one in years. So then I had one yesterday or I tried it. It was disgusting. I'm
Oh,
not a
okay.
tequila person.
That's a
I
hot
just had to
take.
say that.
I enjoy margarita.
I'm not a margarita person. Yeah, they're dating. I'm just like, do you think she's, you know what? Is she going to show up at a race? Which race do you think she'll show up to first?
The first one of the year,
You think
which
so?
is what this year? Is it Australia? I
Think it's Australia.
think it is. I think it is.
I don't. No,
You don't think so?
know. She's not a very publicly liked person.
That's
She
the
has a
truth.
lot of, for those that might not know, she and her ex-boyfriend, that football player, soccer player, right? Didn't she cheat on him? Or there's allegations about that,
Allegedly.
allegedly. Anyway, so she's not a
Well,
fan
here,
favorite,
there's
is
some
that.
weird timelines. So she was with Yao Felix, and then she was with Lando, and then they unfollowed each other, and then she was seen with Yao Felix again, and then now it seems to be like it's fully back with Lando, which, like, no problem. Flip, like, make sure that you're making the right choice, I guess. You got two superstars who want you. That's cool.
Good
Emma
for
would die
her.
in that position.
Good for you.
But Lando fans feel really strongly that she's not
Good for him.
a great
A good match, yeah.
but you know what, we don't know. I
I
don't
don't.
know. I don't know.
Did you see the photo of them though? It was like months ago. It was so cute. Hang on. I need to find it for you because I saw it and I was like, okay, Lando's lover boy. Let me just. He's sitting on the stairs in the photo. I mean, do you know? I can see it in my mind. Hang on.
I don't, but I'm excited to see.
Okay, wait. I know exactly. I know. Okay, this is from the same day. This photo.
Oh yeah, he's like cheesing. Like,
Like, that's such a cute photo. Like,
yeah,
are you
that's a
kidding me? Like that. Like, I want that. I want that with. I want to be her. Look at that. Look, if Lando Norris ever looked at me like that, I could die after. Actually, I'd be good. Are you kidding me? Look at that. I'm sorry. I think it's just a little fangirl moment. Like, look at him. Aw, he's so cute. Hannah, you're like, what?
No, I just know that when we have these conversations, people just have these ideas of us.
Hey, we're allowed to have crushes. It's the same thing as having a crush on a celebrity.
Yeah,
Adam Driver, I would die for him.
I know.
Like,
That's such a hot take. Are you
I
serious?
love Adam Driver. Oh my God, he's everything to me.
Really?
Yes.
I thought he'd be like a hear me out.
I don't think Adam Driver's a hear me out. I don't know. I've always liked him.
Okay, good call. You know who my hear me out is?
Who?
Diego the Sabretooth Tiger.
Stop. Yes. Bro, when I was like 7, 8 years old, I was like, why do I have a crush on an extinct animal? Like a cartoon extinct animal, for that matter. So I get you. I get you. I get it. And we're not alone. It's a popular opinion. Other people feel the same way. Have you seen the pictures? It's like, it's him. Like, there's an artist that like humanized him.
Stop. No, I don't want.
Was like, okay.
That's too much. That's too far.
Anyway, I'm not gonna feel bad about saying I have a crush on Lando Norris. Like, holy
No,
moly.
I know. No, I know. I know.
People can say what they want.
I agree.
I want him to look at me like that. No, leave it at that.
Oh, I had something else to say. Shoot. Do you have something else to say?
Have a few other things.
Okay, what's next? I forgot what I was going to say.
IndyCar, really quick.
Oh, Jacob Abel?
Well, yes, but not what I was going to say.
Okay.
Because now there's only one more seat left, right? So Dale Coyne
Yes.
has signed Jacob Abel from Abel Motorsports. That's like, isn't
Emma.
that? No, but that's what it was. Wasn't that his team
I know,
in
but why did it take you a
IndyNext?
second? Yes.
I couldn't figure out what that next word was. I knew it was Abel
Oh,
something. I was like
okay.
Abel some. Anyway, but it took me a minute. Anyway, congratulations to him. Now there's one more seat left. But I wanted to talk about Content Day that IndyCar does every year. But
Yeah.
more specifically, I wanted to talk about a sign that Connor Daly posted. It was in his photo dump. I don't know how to spell Connor Daly. There we go. Ba -bum -ba. Okay.
Sign.
So it says,
Oh, I did.
tumbling, stunting, cheering or practicing is not permitted in the hallways.
Yeah,
Which,
so
like, so I
there
was
is a
like,
cheer competition going on.
so I was like, is there a cheerleading competition like going on? There wasn't at the time, but there is like this weekend, and it's like one of the biggest US competitions, like the second or third biggest US cheerleading competitions ever. And so
Yeah.
I just was like, man, like what, like that's my crossover. That's for me. Like you, like imagine, okay, first, okay, hang on. Could you, what if, okay, let me restart. So if I was a cheerleader still, and there was like a huge competition that I was like competing at, but then like on the other side of the convention center, you have IndyCar drivers shooting the shit and like just filming like whatever content, I would be in heaven. Like I wouldn't know how to, I couldn't go practice. I couldn't go watch. I couldn't go compete. I'd just be like over there, which I know they have blocked off probably. But I just thought that sign was funny because I'm like, oh, I've seen that sign every single competition I've ever gone to. So I just loved it. It was for me. It was for me. Thanks, Connor.
Thanks, Connor.
Anyway.
I couldn't be further from you.
That's fair.
Yeah, I did see that, but like we said, there is officially only one spot left at Dale Coyne. I have been actually very interested in Jacob Abel, not as a human, I guess as a human, but not romantically.
You're interested in his athletic career, like his
So I
racing
was,
career.
when I knew that he had won Indy Next, I did not know he had won Indy Next 3 times.
Oh, I didn't know that
So
either.
that was, so when I found that out, which was in the fall last year, that was where I was like, why does this driver not have an IndyCar seat? And I went so far as to text Mac and ask her to ask around. And the answer that I got back was just simply like, it's not that they don't want to get him in the seat. It's just that, seats right now, the price is really high. And like, I don't know if maybe he's not able to fund a seat or what's going on with that. So I was inquiring about him earlier at the end of last season, I actually, because I just thought it was a little wild that someone who's won Indy Next 3 times should technically be graduating from that series. But of course, cash is king. So like, it didn't matter how good he was until, you have the backing to make a full-time program work. But I just thought this was really interesting because I literally was astounded when I found out that he won it so many times and he didn't have an opportunity. So anyways, I'm glad that he does.
But he comes from money.
Well, yeah, they own a construction company, so that's where I am also confused. But you know what? Like, when I tell you, I don't think we can put out, I know the number of what a seat is going for. I can tell you we have to cut it. It's about. So even if you have money, that's a lot of fucking
Just
money.
bleep that number out.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I don't know how to do that,
I'll send you a tutorial how to do that.
okay. But that's a lot of fucking money. So I guess it made sense to me. Yeah, but yet, like, I am confused because other drivers seem to make it work. Like, Linus won it. Linus won it. He won Indy Next. And I mean, Nolan didn't even win it. He was like,
Yeah, but Nolan's rich, rich.
Yeah, oh yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, cash is king. So, like, I guess it just seems like everyone else has been able to make it work after they've done really well in the Indie Next series. So,
Okay, well, good for Grable. Love that for him.
But now there's one seat, and we have not heard anything recently about Logan Sargent, but I still wouldn't count him out as like a
I do
street circus.
not think he's gonna race with Dale Coyne.
I think he would.
Absolutely. You think he will?
Yep, I think he would, and I think that if he does, it'll be a split program. So he does street circuits, and then he has an oval specialist to do his ovals.
Nah.
That's okay. We can have conflicting opinions. I think that they probably are trying to make something work after both of his or after his test at the thermal club. He had the fastest time. And we know in Nashville that he was chatting with Dale Coyne. We witnessed it. But I don't think he's tested on an oval, and I don't think that he'd be considered for an oval program this year.
No,
So
that makes sense. Like, if there was an open seat, like on a different team, I just don't see him racing ovals. Like, same with Marcus Armstrong. Like, you go from like European Formula Series where there's no ovals, like, no shit, you're not just gonna be thrown into an oval. But I don't know. I just don't see Logan Sargeant racing with Dale Coyne.
Yeah, I mean that's fair, but like they definitely were in
They
conversation.
want I they definitely want him for sure, but I don't know. I just feel like
I mean,
maybe.
I don't think Logan like is picky about where he if he gets an IndyCar seat, he gets an IndyCar seat. If it's Dale Coyne.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope you're right because I would love to see Logan Sargeant in an IndyCar seat. I would love to see him like on the track next year. I just
Because
don't see it.
in terms of drivers that don't have seats at the moment, Serena's VK.
He's done. I feel like he's not gonna get that Dale Coyne
Don't
seat.
think so. He's so young.
Well,
Well,
not I think he's done this season. Like he
I
had
don't know if he's I don't think he's in I don't know if he's in communication with any other teams, but he's young and talented, so I think any team would be really dumb not to consider him. And then well, Jack's available, but it seems like Jack is not going to run a full-time program. It seems like he's just going to run the 500. Who else? Who else is available right now?
I mean, to be fair, there's a lot of drivers that could just take the seat. I mean, Catherine Legg, like, would she take another like full-time seat at Dale
No,
Coyne?
and that's where I think if Logan was to get a street circuit program, she could run the ovals.
I would actually love that. I could see that.
Like Logan Catherine, yeah, and Catherine has not been confirmed to run the Indy 500 yet, which leads me to believe that that conversation might still be happening. I don't know, man, but IndyCar starts in like a month, so
And we're still short a driver. Like,
I
okay,
know.
put me in the car. Actually, you know what? I'll do it. Dale Coyne, sign me. You don't even need to pay me. I'll just do it. I'll be last every time, but I'll do it. We
Yeah.
could do it. I don't. Actually, I'm lying. I don't want to do it. I don't even like driving my car. Would you, given the, okay, so if you could drive like you just know, already know.
I wouldn't.
If you had the opportunity, it's just you on the track, and like someone
Oh.
taught, if it was just you on the track and like someone like taught you the basics on how to drive like an Indy car or a Formula One car, it probably would be like a Formula Two car or like Indy Next car kind of thing. But like, would you?
If I was the only one on track and I could go at whatever speed I wanted to go, yeah.
Just going like 20 kilometers an hour around the oval,
Yeah,
like.
like if I don't have to like push it, then yeah. Would you? No.
No, I hate driving. I
Yeah, you
like
don't.
I don't want to be I will sit back seat. I love a nice little two-seater. Those are fun. Put me in the passenger for like a fun little lap around the track. I'm done after that.
That's fair.
I'd crash it. I wouldn't even know. I don't even know how to drive stick. And like not that these are stick
Don't either.
like cars, but I don't know. I don't want to do I'll do sim racing. That's it. That's it.
Have you been in a sim before?
Yes, in Indianapolis. They had
Okay.
like this whole thing that was set up at like one of these, I don't know, it was like in like the
Fan zone?
food hall. No, it was like there was a food hall like in downtown Indianapolis. I don't remember what it's called. Garage food.
Oh, I think I know which one you're talking
But
about.
they
Yeah.
had this whole sim set up. And like you could race, and then the winner over like the course of whatever, how long they had it up, would like get tickets to the 500, which was super cool. So I tried
Wow.
it. I know it was interesting. What are you watching the football game?
You're right. I am watching football, and the Eagles just recovered a fumble.
Okay, we'll wrap this up so I can go to
No.
her
I'm sorry. That was that. I couldn't
No,
help myself.
fair.
Okay, I'm dead serious here. So this is my first weekend back in the States after being in Canada for a month during the winter break, and it's a long weekend actually. It happens to be I don't have school tomorrow. Tomorrow's Martin Luther King Day. Yesterday I watched sports for 8 hours straight. Today it'll probably be around the same amount of time between football playoffs. The Jets playing Australian Open. I am sad.
You're ready. You're good. Like,
Yeah, I'm so sad. And I feel kind of like a piece of shit because I have a dirty, not dirty. My apartment's not dirty, but it's messy right now. I need
just
to
clean while
clean.
the game's on.
I know, but then I miss stuff like this, you know? So, anyways, that's where I'm at. Do you have anything else motorsport related? Because if, oh, wait, can we touch on CLGP? Can you
I
touch on
wanted to
CLGP?
touch on SailGP. That
Was
was
that your
it.
last note?
Yeah, my last one was SailGP.
Okay, chat.
I freaking love it. I was
Okay,
watching.
tell a story.
Okay, so I don't understand how SailGP works. And if you follow us on Instagram, you would have seen my stories that I post on Track Talk, literally being like, I think I get it, trying to explain it. I'm not getting it. We don't know what's going on, but I'm here for it. I'm sat. I'm like, I'm watching. I love this. And then I posted a story saying, like, I'm confused, please help. And I tag SailGP, but I also tag like four other teams, like Australian SailGP, Italy, New Zealand, and like fucking Canada, obviously. Canadian SailGP team responded back to our story and was like, you need a like we need to get you like a SailGP one-on-one. And I was like, please, like I don't know what's going on.
They called it their driver.
So they said, they're like, do you want our driver to talk to you after racing? And I'm like, okay, first of all, you're a sailor. You are a captain of a boat. You're not a race car driver. This, like, okay, like, it's so, I get it. I get it. I get that they're drivers. I get it. I get that it's a race, but in my mind, it's a boat and he's a captain. She's a captain, you know, like,
I can just see us getting one of their athletes in an interview, and you being like, "Ahoy, Captain."
so I'm gonna do that. Anyway, so they have so graciously agreed to teach us about SailGP, and we are gonna work with them to try and get a driver slash sailor on our podcast so they can explain SailGP to us and how it works. Because if I try to explain it, no one will like that. No one's gonna have a fun time if I sit here and try to explain it because I don't know how it works. Anyway, but isn't that so exciting?
I'm not agreeing with the fact that I wouldn't listen to it. I would listen to you trying to explain it, but I think it would make the most sense if it came from someone in the field. So, yeah, I'm pumped for this actually.
I
And I
know.
never thought I'd be pumped about anything CLGP related because I don't
Boats.
really.
We're not boat people.
We're inland humans.
We are very central Canada states. Like, there's some lakes around us, but we don't
Prairie
have our
girl.
boating license. So,
Yeah.
anyway, so stay tuned for a SailGP episode, guys. I'm so excited. And also, Liam Lawson was at SailGP this weekend. Like, he and so people messaged us, was like, they were like, you manifest this. I was like, yeah, like this is a crossover that we all need, and we're bringing it to
Yeah.
life.
Yeah.
So is
Well,
Liam.
'cause I mean Red Bull as a team, as a
It's like
entity,
Red Bull Italy
they
SailGP or something.
do yeah, like they do first what? They were in New Zealand.
But the Red Bull team for SailGP is the Italy team. But the
Oh,
race was in New Zealand.
okay, I see. Red Bull does as an entity support these obscure sports,
Like
like
adrenaline, like.
adrenaline, yes. So I mean, I'm sure that everybody, it's not news to anybody, but like along with F1, they do like a lot of like winter sports, like skiing and snowboarding and stuff like that, those
Dry
types of
camping.
athletes and surfers as well. And then I didn't know, but I guess sailors,
SailGP.
as well.
They sponsor captains and sailors and the whole crew. Like, I am here for it. I'm so ready to learn everything about SailGP, you guys. I'm so excited. Anyway,
Quite
that's
the
it.
saga. Quite the saga. That's, yeah.
I love it. We
Yeah.
talk about this.
I know, I can.
Hannah's like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm along for the ride. Always am. Always will be. I want to take 30 seconds here and say that because I also receive a lot of emails. Fuck me. I receive a lot of DMs about people who follow us, who know that I watch tennis pretty religiously and talking about the US Open with me, or fuck, the Australian Open with me. And it's been really, really, really good so far. One of my faves, Tommy Paul, American, he is heading
He's
into.
dating what's her face, Paige Lorenz.
Got it. Good
I
job.
know some stuff.
Good job. Yeah. Tommy is heading into the fourth, or I guess the quarterfinal round now, which is awesome. I really hope he wins. If y'all are familiar with Neha, you should, well, you should be. She actually had an opportunity during the US Open to go to and play tennis with, or well, get a little bit of like a practice in with Monfils from France. And he is the oldest tennis player on the ATP. I don't even know what the ATP or tour, Jesus. And he actually knocked out the other night Taylor Fritz, who
I know who that is. He's so hot. Is that the one that's so hot?
who's he dating?
Nope. Marks.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I got
Yeah,
it.
so Taylor, he's the highest ranked American right now, but he did get knocked out the other night. And it was honestly, but it was such a good match to watch. Like Taylor unfortunately got really in his head near the end, and I root for Taylor pretty hard, but to watch Monfils do what he did, and he had so much at, or hype from the crowd, it was really, really cool to watch. And being the oldest player on tour right now, like good for him. Anyways, if oh, and then also, this was another kind of funny story. Monfils plays, he wins, knocks out Taylor, fourth seeded player, fourth ranked player, and then his wife plays right after and wins and knocks out a fourth rank as well.
Oh, I didn't know he was married to a tennis player.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
love that.
there is a few different like tennis relationships, and they're all really fun. But anyways, if you want to converse about the U or oh my God, I keep saying U.S. Open, Australian Open with me, please do. It's getting good, and I believe the finals will be this week. So yeah,
And if
let's
you
chat
want
about
to talk about sailing with me, please do.
sailing with Hannah and tennis with Hannah.
Amazing. We're just going to do little segments now, little
yeah,
additional sports segments.
thanks. I've been trying since the beginning.
But now I have a sport I can talk about that's
That's
not
true.
racing.
That's true. I think you would enjoy surfing
Okay, I'll get into it. You've convinced me.
too. I'll send you some photos. They'll convince you.
That'd be
And there's
easy.
they have their own documentary too, just like,
Like
you know,
Surf's
tech.
Up? Is that the one with the penguins?
That is one of the penguin. The surf one is called
But
Make or
Surf's
Break.
Up is like also kind of filmed like a documentary, not documentary, but like they have those parts where they're just talking to the camera. I love, you know what? I'm gonna watch Surf's Up when I get home.
Please. Please do.
I want to do it. I'm happy. What a good episode. What a good day. I think that's it
Yeah.
for me though. What about
No,
you?
that's fair. I got nothing else other than if you also want to talk football with me, we can talk football too, because at this point it looks like it, well, my Lions are out. My Bengals never made it. That sucks. So the last team I'm rooting for here is the Bills. So let's chat about it if you
Talk
so
to
choose.
Neha. That's her team.
The Lions are her team.
I thought she liked Bills.
She's from Detroit. Also,
Oh,
okay, I
that's cool.
also want to.
Oh, the Lions are her team. You're right.
They are for sure. I guess.
Yes.
Okay, I don't, there's nothing really to announce here, but just because I feel like the people that listen to us would care about this, we are going to be reunited with Boston in about a week and a half.
Yes, we are.
That's all the details I think I can give right now, but we're going to be reunited with Boston. So, if you guys have content stuff you want to see from the three of us together for 48 hours, let us know. I think we should resurrect Boston's Tea Party. It never made it out the first
Oh, it
time.
never made it out. You're right.
But I think that that would be such a good,
I think
like,
if we like set up a plan for it, it'll be good.
yes, some sort of Instagram segment for Boston's Tea Party. I think we should do it. So,
Do it,
anyways,
do it. She doesn't know what
that's
we're
that
gonna
for
do,
me.
but that's it. Yeah, that's it for me too. So this was episode 2 of our 3rd season of Track Talk.
We are Track Talk.
Oh, that was weird. Whatever. Catch out for now.